KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Well, the girls' state softball tournament getting underway yesterday up at Rogers Park in Fort Dodge. Class 1A first round action getting the day started. It was Akron Westfield beating Janesville 9-7. Don Bosco topping Linville Sully by a score of 6-5. Also, Newell Fonda beat Remsen St. Mary's 14-1 in New London. A winner over Martinsdale St. Mary's in first round play by a score of 3-2. Those winners will all be advancing on in postseason tournament play, the state championships to the semifinal round. Now, also yesterday, Class 2A first-round action was held, and in 2A play, Trainer needed 11 innings to come up a winner as they defeated the Iowa City Regina's team 3-2 in 11 innings. They advanced to the semifinals. AGWSR, a winner 8-2 over Jessup. Ridgeview beat Fort Dodge St. Edmund 3-1, and Durant, a 2-0 winner over Lawton Bronson, as all those teams that picked up victories move on in tournament play. A couple of 3A first-round games yesterday played as well. It was Sergeant Bluff Luton beating Esterville Lincoln Central 13-4. Bondurant Farrar, an 8-2 winner over Monticello. Those winners moving on to the semis. The rest of the first-round action will be today up in Fort Dodge. In 3A this morning, Clark plays East Marshall, and New Hampton plays Mid Prairie in the last two 3A first-rounders. In Class 4A first-round play, starting at 1 o'clock today, Denison will face Dallas Center Grimes. Winterset plays Indianola. Waverly Shellrock faces Carlisle, while Washington will play Solon. And in Class 5A play tonight, Cedar Rapids Prairie plays Ankeny. Dubuque Senior faces Dowling Catholic. West Des Moines Valley will play Johnston, while Cedar Rapids Jefferson battles Ottumwa in first-round play. Well, the Rolling Hills Conference announced its all-conference softball selections for this year. Exira EHK won the conference title with a 10-0 record, and they lead the selections on the first team as well as we look through some of the all-conference picks. Rachel Smith, the sophomore pitcher for Exira EHK, was a unanimous pick as the first-team pitcher, along with Sierra Scarnati of Grandview Park Baptist. Catchers on the first team include Jasmine Ruckman of Orient Maxburg and Kaylee Whittington of Grandview Park Baptist. Infielders on the first team include Robin Walhoof of Adair Casey and Allie Hosfelt of Cam. They're both unanimous picks. Anna Ewalt of Glidden Ralston and Shannon Eads of Orient Maxburg, also first-teamers. Outfielders include Andrea Vargas of Grandview Park Baptist, Katie Clark of Adair Casey, and Aaron Doherty of Cam, while Haley Versteeg of Grandview Park Baptist was named the first-team utility player. Second-team selections include pitcher Lauren Malberg of Glidden Ralston, catcher Chansey Nelson of Exira EHK, infielders Quinn Ruth of Adair Casey, Carly Waters of Cam, Kennedy Madsen of Exira EHK, and Riley Rodman of Grandview Park Baptist. Outfielders on the second team include Rachel Walker of Exira EHK, Lisa Moss of Orient Maxburg, Meredith Grossman of Glidden Ralston. Utility players include Brenna Westergaard of Adair Casey and Harper Spurrier of Orient Maxburg. Also, the honorable mention selections include Sarah Sparks of Grandview Park Baptist and Casey Warsham of Grandview Park Baptist, and a couple of Orient Maxburg players, Devin Eddy and Tara Guyon, also were honorable mention picks this year. Well, boys baseball play continued last night. Class 3A district finals saw Harlan beat Carroll 6-2. It was Glenwood over Greene County 7-2. ADM beat Nevada 11-1. Bishop Elon Catholic downing Spencer 7-4. Also in 4A district final last night was Sioux City North over Abraham Lincoln 8-4. Those winners move on to the substate. Last night in boys substate, or tonight rather, in boys substate play, Class 1A substate finals at Creston, Martinsdale St. Mary's will face Underwood, while at Denison tonight, Woodbury Central will play Coon Rapids Bayard, the winners moving on to state. And 2A substate final tonight, Kemper Catholic will play St. Albert. That game is in Harlan tonight, with the winner getting a chance to move on. Well, Chris Davis and J.J. Hardy each drove in three runs as the Baltimore Orioles defeated the Kansas City Royals 9-2 Monday night, extending their winning streak to a season-high five games. Davis, who leads the majors with 97 RBIs, drove in a pair of runs with a sixth-inning double and another with a sacrifice fly in the first inning. Hardy homered his 17th of the season in the four-run sixth inning with Davis aboard. He picked up another RBI in the third when Davis scored on his ground out. The Orioles' 18-hit attack matched their season high and included seven players with multi-hit games, including three each by rookie Henry Urrutia, Nick Markakis, and Hardy. Nate McClouth reached base five times with two hits and three walks. Scott Feldman, who was acquired on July 2nd in a trade from the Chicago Cubs, was the beneficiary of the offense as he picked up the victory. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Texas beat the Yankees 3-0, Tampa Bay 3-0 over Boston, Detroit beat the White Sox 7-3, Oakland over Houston 4-3, Minnesota 4-3 winners over the LA Angels, Seattle beat Cleveland 2-1. In the National League, Pittsburgh over Washington 6-5, Atlanta beat the Mets 2-1, San Diego 5-3 over Milwaukee, Miami beat Colorado 3-1, the Cubs over Arizona 4-2, and Cincinnati beat San Francisco 11-0. One interleague game saw the Dodgers beat Toronto 14-5. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, New Orleans beat the Iowa Cubs 9-7, Oklahoma City over Omaha by a score of 6-1. Ryan Braun is the first player to receive a suspension stemming from Major League Baseball's investigation of players reportedly linked to a Florida clinic accused of distributing performance-enhancing drugs. The Milwaukee Brewers outfielder has been suspended without pay for the remainder of the season, causing him to miss the team's final 65 games. Commissioner Bud Selig cited Braun for multiple violations of baseball's drug program and labor contract. Braun issued a statement indicating he had made some mistakes in the past and is willing to accept the consequences. Major League Baseball attempted to suspend him for an elevated testosterone level after his MVP season in 2011, but an arbitrator overturned the penalty because Braun's urine sample was not handled as specified by baseball's drug agreement. In other baseball news, the Texas Rangers have bolstered their starting rotation by acquiring right-hander Matt Garza from the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs receive rookie pitcher Justin Grimm, third baseman and top prospect Mike Ault, Class A pitcher C.J. Edwards, and a player or two to be named. Garza is 6-1 with a 3.17 earned run average in 11 starts this season, including a 5-0 mark and a 1.24 earned run average in his last six outings. He's scheduled to become a free agent after this season. Dodgers outfielder Matt Kemp is expected to miss the three-game series against the Blue Jays in Toronto after spraining his left ankle in Sunday's win at Washington. Kemp is expected to have x-rays, but the team believes he does not have a fracture or ligament damage. Mariners manager Eric Wedge suffered a dizzy spell during batting practice and had to be helped into the dugout by team personnel as he was taken to a hospital as a precaution before last night's game against the Indians. Wedge was feeling better after being checked out in the clubhouse, but the team still decided to have him examined at a hospital. Braves outfielder Jason Hayward returned to the lineup last night after missing six games with a right hamstring injury. Hayward promptly made a diving catch in center field to end the Braves' 2-1 win over the Mets. On NFL news, the Denver Broncos face the prospect of not having Pro Bowl linebacker Von Miller when the season starts. A person with knowledge of the situation says Miller will miss the first month of the season for violating the NFL's drug policy pending an appeal. That person spoke to the Associated Press anonymously because the league hasn't announced any punishment. The league has a confidentiality clause on such cases, and Broncos spokesman Patrick Smith said the team is unable to provide any comment. Miller insists that he did nothing wrong. He tweeted, "I'm sure this will be resolved fairly." Miller was the league's defensive rookie of the year in 2011 with 11.5 sacks. He topped that last season with a franchise record 18.5 sacks while making it to the second straight Pro Bowl of his career. Also in the NFL, the New York Jets have signed rookie quarterback Geno Smith to a four-year package worth about $5 million. Smith was selected in the second round of this year's draft and is competing with incumbent Mark Sanchez for the starting job. The Kansas City Chiefs are still talking with the agent for number one overall pick Eric Fisher, but the right tackle is yet to sign a contract and is not reported to training camp. Rookies, quarterbacks, and injured players reported to the Chiefs' camp headquarters on the campus of Missouri Western yesterday, giving them a few days of extra work before the full squad reports Thursday. The first full practice is set for Friday. It's unclear whether Fisher will join the mix, though Coach Andy Reid says that GM John Dorsey and Fisher's agent Joel Siegel were talking. A rookie wage scale introduced in the latest collective bargaining agreement took much of the drama out of rookie contract negotiations. Still, Reid said he's not surprised the negotiations with Fisher are ongoing. Well, the San Francisco 49ers have nullified their trade for Eric Wright after the cornerback failed his physical. Wright was traded by Tampa Bay to the 49ers on Friday in exchange for a conditional draft pick in 2014, a week after he was arrested in Los Angeles on unspecified misdemeanor charges. The Buccaneers released Wright once that deal was canceled. 49ers coach Jim Harbaugh declined to say specifically what portion of that physical Wright failed. Well, the NFL and the Players Union are talking again about starting to test for human growth hormone as early as the upcoming season. The labor agreement that ended the NFL lockout in 2011 allowed the league to test players for HGH once the union approved that process. The NFL Players Association says it favors testing but has reservations about the appeals process. An email obtained by the Associated Press from the NFL Players Association indicates that the league and the NFLPA have jointly hired a doctor to conduct a study on NFL players to determine a good threshold for a positive HGH test. The email was sent by the union to the players in part to explain that the study requires them to have blood drawn during their physical when training camp begins. The email said the blood samples will only be used for the study. Supplemental HGH is a banned substance that is hard to detect and used by athletes for what are believed to be a variety of benefits, whether real or only perceived, such as increasing speed and improving vision. A published report says Ohio State football coach Urban Meyer has kicked their top rusher, Carlos Hyde, off the team after an alleged assault in Columbus. The Columbus Dispatch is reporting that Hyde was named as a person of interest in a weekend assault against a female in a downtown Columbus bar. The newspaper cites sources saying Hyde was dismissed from the team over that incident early Saturday. And Iowa's Aaron White wasn't all that thrilled to be a reserve for Team USA in the recent World University Games in Russia, but he won't have to worry about coming off the bench for the Hawkeyes. Iowa will likely use White as much as they can next season in hopes of ending a lengthy NCAA tournament drought. White recently returned from Russia following his first experience in an international tournament. He was the first Iowa player in 8 years to make the World University Games team. White averaged 6.1 points and 3.6 rebounds in 8 games off the bench, shooting 55% from the floor with nearly one block per game. That's Jack of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.